Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey guys, before we get into today's episode, Mark and I wanted to take a minute to tell you about our sponsor. It's Hulu Plus. I'm sure you've tried Hulu.com, but let me tell you about Hulu Plus. It's an amazing, my favorite word, way to binge watch all your favorite TV shows.
Yeah, I've actually been using the Hulu Plus iPhone app quite a bit, and earlier today I was even checking out an old episode of South Park.
Cool. I love that Hulu Plus has every single South Park episode ever.
Yeah, me too. The episode I was watching is the one where Cartman goes down to like this hippy-dippy rock concert festival they're having, and he puts a Slayer CD on over the PA system. I think the episode's called Die Hippie Die. It's definitely up on Hulu Plus, so check it out.
That's hilarious. I'm definitely going to check that out tonight on Hulu Plus. I also saw that they have every X-Files episode, which you guys know is one of my favorite TV shows. I can't wait to check out those old episodes.
Totally. And they have one of my favorite shows, Battlestar Galactica. We're actually going to have links up to a photo gallery in today's show notes on TalkingMetal.com of the band Anthrax hanging out on the set of Battlestar up in Vancouver from a number of years back. Battlestar Galactica is Scott Ian's favorite show of all time. I know that for a fact.
Hulu Plus is only $7.99 a month. That's $7.99 for all the shows and movies you can watch. Catch up on current shows, binge on old favorites, or catch a great movie. You can do it all on Hulu Plus. They have tons of content.
Yeah, it's totally insane how much stuff they have. Right now, you can try out Hulu Plus for a couple of weeks for free on us when you go to HuluPlus.com/metal or when you go to TalkingMetal.com and click on the Hulu Plus banner. Guys, we really need your support on this, so visit TalkingMetal.com and click through the Hulu Plus banner.
Or just visit HuluPlus.com/metal. That's HuluPlus.com/metal. We'll just start up. Hey guys, welcome to episode 430 of Talking Metal. John Astronomy reporting in.
Hey guys, I want to tell you something exciting. You know, we have this new podcasting network / radio stream called Talking Metal Digital. And on the very next episode of this podcast, what we're going to do is give you a little taste of one of the other podcasts on the network. It's called Talking Rock. Some of you may remember it from a while back. It was originally called Alien Rock, and then we got a cease and desist on that name, and we changed it to Talking Rock, and it's pretty much been dormant since 2011, but we're excited because it's now coming back, and I believe we're going to post it on this RSS feed and iTunes feed, just so you guys can sample it and as the very next episode of Talking Metal.
Absolutely, guys. The episode contains an interview with Ricky Bird, who is an amazing, legendary guitar player who's played with a million people, from Joan Jett to Ian Hunter to Southside Johnny, and the list goes on and on. Just a great, great musician.
Definitely. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's rock some metal. This is a Metal Blade artist that was sent to me a little while ago. The name of the song is E. Jasper, and the band is out of Russia, Shakhtyor. We'll be right back.
That was a little Shaq Dior instrumental sludgy rock. From where are they from again?
Russia, actually.
Russia. Hey, I'm part Russian, so I like any band who's from Russia.
These guys are great. The whole album is great. It's currently out. Go pick it up. It's a Metal Blade release. You should buy the CD because I know a lot of the Metal Blade artists aren't on Spotify, so you're going to need to buy the CD or go to iTunes and download it. Shaq Tior. I'll spell that for you. S-H-A-K-H-T-Y-O-R. And the name of that song was E. Jasper. Some good sludge instrumental shit. This is Pravda Vitisi by Tublatanka. And this is another band, you know, kind of from the Iron Curtain, if you will. This was actually this song we're about to hear, Pravda Vitisi, was in 1989. This song was the anthem of the Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia. It's a good hard rock and metal song, so check it out. Some old school rock here on Talking Metal. We'll be right back.
That was Pravda B2C by Tube LaTonka. Man, I think I need speech therapy to learn how to pronounce all these cool bands from all these cool places like Czechoslovakia and Russia and a lot of great metal around the world.
Guys, we are working with Hulu Plus right now, and it's really important. If you support the podcast, please, please, please go sign up for a two-week trial. The way you do that is you go to talkingmetal.com and use the banner to click through to Hulu Plus. It's very important that you do that specific step and sign up for a two-week trial. You do have to put your credit card in, but you can always cancel within 2 weeks if you don't like it. And I think you're going to like it because there's a lot of great shows. CSI, as we mentioned in the past, South Park is there. All the different Star Trek episodes are up. And do you see that video of Patrick Stewart, by the way, Next Generation captain? You see that?
No, what was it?
Yeah, he apparently, he's 70-some years old, and he just married a 35-year-old and moved to Brooklyn. He's, like, living in some hipster neighborhood out in Brooklyn. And there was a video circulating earlier today where he seemed to be talking with his girlfriend and possibly a little under the influence of something or another.
That is pretty wild, man. That guy is so cool. I think it's amazing that he's hanging out in the hipster area of Brooklyn.
Yeah, with a 35-year-old wife. He's in his 70s. Good for him. And go back, watch all those classic Next Generation episodes, Star Trek Next Generation, using HuluPlus.com/metal. Or the banners on our site will take you to the, this exclusive link that we have with Hulu Plus. Very important, and we appreciate your support. At the very least, just go click through the banner, guys. Anything you can do to help us prove to Hulu Plus that we're sending them some traffic is greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. And one other thing, that if you want to sign up for that free trial, if you don't have a credit card, you can use PayPal.
Good to know. Thanks, John. Sad news. New Jersey band broke up this couple weeks ago, actually. God forbid. We had some dealings with them. Byron sang the Slayer song with us. If you haven't seen that, it's up on our YouTube page, youtube.com/talkingmetal. We had Richard Christie on drums, Metal Mike on guitar with us, and Byron Davis delivered an awesome vocal on a Talking Metal Jam Slayer cover of South of Heaven. So if you haven't checked that out, do yourself a favor. It's worth a listen. And I was kind of sad because I'm not like an extreme metal expert dude. But I always appreciated and enjoyed the music that God Forbid put out, and they're from our home state, New Jersey.
Yeah, a couple of things. One of the guys actually, I think, lives over a few blocks away from me in Jersey City. And the other thing is, I think I ran into Doc Coyle at an industry event a couple of years ago, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago.
Good guys, Doc Coyle, good guy. Byron Davis, great guy. So sorry they couldn't work things out. And we will miss them. This is Where We Come From by God Forbid.
No!
That was Where We Come From by God Forbid, right here on Talking Metal. You know, in the last couple of days, I've been on a Rammstein kick, and that band is just insane. I always said that if somebody could say you could be in any band right now, most people would think that I would say, okay, I'd like to be like the drummer of Kiss or the guitarist of Kiss. I wouldn't. I would say that I would like to be either the drummer or the rhythm guitarist of Rammstein.
Well, there you go. I mean, this isn't on my agenda here, but we have to play a Rammstein song after that comment. What do you want to play? Can you pick one out of the sky there, John?
Yeah. Yes, my favorite Rammstein song is Fire Fry.
A little Rammstein. Do I say that right? Rammstein or Rammstein? How do you say it?
I call it Rammstein, but I think they pronounce it Rammstein. Like, so it's like a combo of both of our pronunciations.
Getan wird, wer Schmerzen kennt. Vom Feuer, das die Haut verbrennt. Ich werf ein Licht in mein Gesicht. Mein heißer Schrei.
You just heard was a little Rammstein on Talking Metal. Let's get into a little different. We're all over the musical heavy metal map here today. This is a song called Lies. It's a little different. It's like a two-piece White Stripe style band with two chicks. They're called Deep Valley. I saw these guys on the Jules Holland show, which is a great show that used to be on Fuse and is currently on Palladia. And these girls kicked my ass. I don't usually like I don't like the Black Keys, for example. I love the White Stripes, don't like the Black Keys. I'm always a little skeptical of the two-piece bands, but you know, because they all seem to kind of be ripping off White Stripes. Having said that, Lies by Deep Valley is a rockin' song. And I like these girls, so check it out right now on Talking Metal.
Niggas your seed, but it's a fact. You broke your contract. You're gonna pay tenfold. You're gonna be alone when you grow old. Babe, I wasn't bluffing. But no, you get nothing.
Was Lies by Deep Valley. John, great work on revising and redesigning the Talking Metal website. Can you talk a little bit about what you did?
Yeah, and by the way, it looks great, but it's still under construction. They're constantly making new updates to it. And the next thing that I want to do is make sure that it looks perfect on mobile devices. And it does. For example, on my phone, it comes up a little larger, and then you just have to kind of make it a little bit smaller, and then it'll perfectly fit your screen. But just know, guys, that we are going to attempt to constantly update it. Not as much as, for example, Blabbermouth or Brave Words. We're not going to be a news site, but we're going to post items that have something to do with the Talking Metal Digital Network.
Very cool. Do yourself a favor. Do us a favor. Go visit TalkingMetalDigital.com or TalkingMetal.com. We got three podcasts on the network currently. We got Mars Attacks, Talking Rock, and Talking Metal. This is A Little Trouble. Sink or Swim is the name of the song. What you just heard was Trouble. Corey Clark, our old friend, is no longer in Trouble. He's out of the band. But they do have Kyle Thomas back in. So kind of a shame. I was always wondering if they were going to do like an album with Corey Clark, but I guess that never happened. But Kyle Thomas is back in the band, and he is sounding good on that track, Sink or Swim.
You know what the funniest thing is? That every time I think of Corey Clark, and every time I even think of Shorts, I think of this comment that back on the Headbangers Ball, there was a time where a lot of people, like Anthrax guys, were wearing shorts. And that was a cool thing. But Corey Clark, he goes, "We do not wear shorts." He said, "This band wears pants."
Yeah. I remember the shorts controversy. Yeah, there was a little difference in opinion in fashion sense within the heavy metal community back in the, I guess, early 90s.
Yeah, another trend that was going on around that same time, like late 80s, early 90s, was having like Strat-style guitars with like graphics on them. I remember the late Tim Kelly from Slaughter had a guitar with like Bart Simpson on the whole guitar was Bart Simpson or something like that. And then you could take it like to another extreme where people like Michael Anthony like had a guitar that was a Jack Daniels bottle, and then Nigel from Spinal Tap had a guitar that was like a Marshall stack. And what's funny is the second cabinet was like detachable, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, it's interesting guitar shapes and designs. I was just reading on another note, George Lynch apparently did not, he claims he didn't get in Ozzy's band because he auditioned, I think, twice for Ozzy's band. He auditioned for the Randy spot and didn't make it. Then he auditioned again when Brad Gillis left the band, and Jake ended up obviously getting the slot in Ozzy's band. And George Lynch claims that he didn't get in because he had designed his own guitar. It was like a green-looking thing. I forget what the shape was on it. And Sharon told Ozzy that the guitar looked like a big booger, and she didn't think that he should be in the band with Ozzy.
That is hilarious, man.
And that was in our friend John Wiederhorn. He has a book out, which I'm reading, called Louder Than Hell, and that story is in John's great book. I hope to catch up with John soon and discuss the book with him.
Absolutely. I forgot to tell you, when I went to see Black Label, I ran into John, and we were talking about the book, and he definitely wants to come on the podcast to talk about it.
Perfect. I'm going to see him with my wife. We're going out to Brooklyn to check them out in a couple weeks. Looking forward to the show. This is All Lips Go Blue by Him.
was a little All Lips Go Blue by him. One of my favorite bands. Are there any tickets still left for that gig?
You know what, John? I don't know. I'm going to check into that. You should do the same. If there are, you should come with us.
Perfect. Yeah, I'd love to do that. One of my favorite bands ever.
A great live band, too. We are playing sound samples on today's episode, and that is because we want you guys to go buy these and listen to the full-length version. The other place you can hear the full-length versions streaming is on our stream. It's the Talking Metal Digital Stream, available through Live 365. If you go to talkingmetal.com or talkingmetaldigital.com, there's a player on the right-hand side of the screen, and you can listen, and obviously, you know, you will definitely probably hear the songs that we play on the podcast, because what I do is after I put the little sound samples into the podcast, I upload them in full on the Live 365 stream, the Talking Metal Digital Live 365 stream. So check that out. This is Blue by the band Royal Thunder.
was a little Royal Thunder with the track Blue. Right here. Talking Metal. That's how the DJs, the professionals do it. We just talk from Starbucks or any other random location that we're at.
Anyways, the music you're hearing underneath us right now that's going to take us out is Clayton Boys by Mastodon. John has been known to jam with certain members of Mastodon.
Yeah, absolutely. Those guys are great. Did a little jamming on a blues track with Bill Kelleher, who actually played bass. Yeah, instead of guitar. And Jason Hook from Five Finger Death Punch played guitar. And the one and only Ace Frehley led off the track. He broke into the jam. I jumped behind the kit, and we all went for it. It was really cool. You can see that on TalkingMetalDigital.com. Just check out the news feed.
Cool. I wanted to talk about a couple podcasts. Metal Sucks has a great podcast. They're like probably 15, 16 episodes in. I don't like promoting other podcasts, but I will say these guys, Chuck and Godless, host the show. They do a great job. They obviously cover a slightly different style of metal than we do here on Talking Metal, but they're doing a great job. And they have this funny thing. You know that guy Varg, who was in Burzum and briefly in Mayhem and killed the guy and burned a bunch of churches? They do this thing where it's this fake Varg comes on and like talks like from his blog post. It's fucking hysterical. Listen to episode 13 and it'll crack you up. It's really good. The Metal Sucks podcast. Great job, Chuck and Godless. The reason these guys do such a good show, by the way, is their shows aren't overly long. A lot of the podcasts I listen to, they're just too long. They have great discussion between the two of them, and they sound, you know, the quality of the podcast sounds good. So many of these metal podcasts, they just sound like crap. I'm sorry, guys, but sound control issues are a big problem for a lot of us, and we've even had them on Talking Metal occasionally. I think we've been better lately, though.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? One of the things is I like the fact that we're, you know, giving a shout-out to another podcast. I was a little bummed out because there's this Kiss-related podcast. It's called Three Sides of the Coin. It's a video podcast. And they posted some kind of a message that said, like, our podcast is the only thing other than Howard Stern worth listening to, or something to that effect. And, you know, I think it's a cool podcast, but I just wish that, you know, we don't come on and go, well, Talking Metal's the greatest and every other podcast is not good, you know.
Right. No, it's not true. I mean, I've mentioned podcasts that I like before on the show, and I'll continue to do that. Our friend Carrie, who does the MSR cast, now has a side podcast, which he wanted me to mention to you guys, and I dig it. It's called Metal Geeks. It's not just about metal. It's actually more so about video games and TV shows and just all things geek. So I love everything about the Metal Geeks podcast that I've heard so far, except possibly the name, just because there's already the Rock and Roll Geek Show with Michael Butler, and I just feel like the geek name, I wish they'd change it to Metal Nerds. Otherwise, I love the Metal Geeks podcast. You guys should definitely check it out. I'm going to link it in today's show notes. You know, and then there's the other podcast, the Decibel Geek podcast, which I like that show too. Again, I don't like the name because you already had Decibel Magazine, and then you already had Michael Butler's Rock and Roll Geek Show, so I feel like that's kind of a weak name. But it's a great podcast, and Chris and the other guy, I forgot his name, it slips my mind right now, do a good job with that one.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of good stuff. And like I said, this Kiss-related podcast is very cool, but I just wish that people could all be one big happy family, you know?
I like that tribute CD that Mitch LaFon put out. I actually bought a copy of it, and there's a lot of good tracks on there. The Bumblefoot track that he does with Rex Brown of Detroit Rock City sounds so good, and sonically, just the way he mixed it and mastered it, it definitely is a highlight of the CD for me. And there's the guy from Firehouse does a track too, which is really good. So anyways, there's definitely a lot of great stuff to hear out there, you know, so don't limit yourself to just one podcast. Try to take in as much of these podcasts as possible, including the Metal Geeks podcast for all you fans of comic books, sci-fi, and of course, metal.
So, what if you want to go? Absolutely. So, why don't we end with a track from that Mitch LaFon CD? Can we do that?
I suppose so. Yeah. Why don't we check out just a little bit of the Bumblefoot Rex Brown track? Brian Tichy on drums. Here it is, Detroit Rock City. Go buy it. This is a little sound sample to whet your appetite.
gonna say.
This episode of the Talking Metal Podcast has been sponsored by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. Support this podcast and get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus when you go to HuluPlus.com/metal. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/metal. Let everyone you know about this offer. You can also go to TalkingMetal.com and click on the Hulu Plus banner. Guys, thanks for listening to this show today, and thanks for supporting us by supporting Hulu Plus.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.